archive.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. The Stenkel CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy all the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Create the content over at freetalklive.com. You find something you want to share with our listeners and the hosts, you can submit it as show prep. It will be voted upon, and the most voted up make it to the front page in the top of the site. So head over to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. freetalklive.com. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
Allie. Michelle.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Matt listening in Michigan to WSJM over in Benton Harbor. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to your conversation about the health care program getting those passed through, and I thought I'd pass a few comments along.
Please do.
Well, to me, this whole thing is just getting ramrodded right through. And it would be like if I owned like a Chevy Camaro or an Impala, and I took it to the mechanic, and I wasn't happy with the performance, because we all know that they run Medicare, they run Medicaid, they run IRS, they run the post office system. And then I said, you know what, I don't like the performance, but let's go ahead and let them work on my Ferrari. It just makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, if you thought the lines at the post office were bad, wait till the government gets in control of healthcare.
Yeah, we're asking for a disaster. I can't believe anybody would support this in their right mind.
Well, you know, one thing that Oregon has consistently been kind of at the forefront regarding leftist education and medical issues or whatever, and my grandfather and my grandmother on my paternal, my dad's side, were both euthanized by the hospital. Yeah. And my grandfather...
Where was this?
In Eugene, Oregon. Yep. My grandfather went in. He was 94 years old. He had become blind with macular degeneration, but he was still riding his... a segue to the gym, because he had memorized how to get there, and he had a little bell, you know, or whatever, and people knew him in his neighborhood, so he would ride blind. He was still playing. He was a master bridge player, and he still kept a garden and everything, and was very healthy, and he went in with the flu, and probably needed to get, you know, help with some hydration, maybe, you know, get some fluids pumped in him or whatever, and the doctor told my uncle, who's socialist and kind of, you know, on that bent, that they could make him really comfortable, and then they wouldn't have to worry about him ever getting sick again, and he'd had a really good run. They hooked him up to a morphine drip, and he was dead the next day. And they did the same thing to my grandmother 3 months later.
So they did it with the permission of his son?
Yeah. Who every time, you know, at that point when my grandparents would, you know, if they ever went into the hospital or anything, mm-hmm. they had a power of attorney or something like that, that was their eldest son became the conservator or something like that, you know, in case they went into a coma or couldn't make a decision for themselves, right? And so, yeah, it was up to him.
How do you feel about that?
Angry, horrified.
Believe that people should be able to take their own lives.
Yes,
right?
But not kill someone else. My grandparents were very, very strict Catholics and would never have accepted something like that and what have you, and the decision
scary.
Was taken out of their hands completely. Yeah.
Matt, your thoughts?
Well, I'd be the first to admit that healthcare needs reform. There's no getting around it, and I think every healthcare professional would agree with you 100%. But, you know, the tactic that we're taking, and even if you looked at other countries and said they were successful, I still go back to the same rule of thumb is we're letting them work on our Chevy Impala, and we think they're doing a disastrous job, and we're going to hand them the key to our Ferrari and say, oh, let's have a try at it.
Good point, Matt. I thank you for the call tonight. Yep, I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, what is it that government does right that it set out to actually accomplish? I mean, besides
building roads,
kill people, besides kill people.
Yeah. Doesn't do a very good job building the roads.
No.
No.
Yeah. But that's what everyone always says. You know, who's going to build the roads?
Exactly.
I don't know about where you live, but the roads around here are garbage. I mean, they're
awful.
Just awful. And so, yeah, okay, some governments might be a little bit better at building roads than other governments. But the thing is, the factor that you don't see is how roads could be built if it weren't monopolized, if the government wasn't the only agency out there that was possibly able to build roads.
Right, and if there was an incentive to build them to make them last for 20 years, not for one.
Exactly. And also, the government doesn't even, like, you know, government's just an idea, of course, but then the people in government don't actually provide any of these services. They just contract their friends to do that, to do it. So basically, they just create monopolies around services. So even people think that, even if you believe the government's good at something, you can point to a service that the government takes credit for, it's not government itself that's doing it, because all the bureaucracy would keep it from anything getting done. So they just contract for private companies to do it, but they pick basically one or two to do it, and it drives all the other competitors.
You're talking about with, like, road building?
Like,
because
road
it's
building.
Not true with tax collection, for instance. There it's the IRS that's doing it. It's not a private company.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, they're good at, they coerce people on their own, but when it comes to providing a service, they usually contract other people to do it.
Typically, whether it's building a road or having red light tickets sent out to people, there are these corporations that literally work hand in hand with the state to increase its control over our lives. And those people working for those companies should be ashamed. They should be ashamed of what they're doing to people. Like, whoever it is that came up with the red light camera in the first place, whoever it is that came up with speeding cameras, you are not helping anyone. You're helping enslave people, and you should walk away from that kind of work.
Did you happen to hear, this is away from Obamacare and all that, but did you happen to hear about the young woman who was arrested and spent 12 hours in jail in
speed trap?
Texas? Yes.
Let's talk about that. I've got that story here, too. We'll get to to her in a moment. She was alerting drivers to an upcoming speed trap, and the police rewarded her by arresting her for it. But first, Dave is listening in Indy to WXNT. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie and Michelle.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page this time, cannabis fiend. Listen, Obamacare...
Did you just call me cannabis fiend? I just want to make sure I heard that correctly.
Yeah, I did.
Smoke two joints.
Sorry.
Pass the dutch to the left-hand side.
Obamacare... I keep checking Article 1, Section 8 in my copy of my Constitution. I don't see medicine in there. I don't see a federal role for medicine. It's never mentioned. So that being said...
Well, your interpretation doesn't matter. The interpretation of five men and women in Washington, D.C. That wear robes is all that matters.
Yeah, well, there were mandarins and sanscrits in history, too. But here's the point. This is a pretty insidious tax. Anyway, I'm not a big fan of income or property. But
Is it any more insidious than forcing people to buy car insurance?
Well, you don't have to drive. I didn't drive for 4 years, and I still work two jobs. Hmm. But here's the point, okay? You have income and property, and I don't like those either. I think those are garbage. But the thing about it is, this is the first time that they have taxed the individual for existence. I mean, usually when we get taxed on something, it's after the fact. It's
you could still be homeless. I mean, if you want to say, well, you don't have to drive, I could say you could still, like, be homeless and not have a job, and you could avoid this tax.
But here's the point. Obamacare is so bad because it taxes your existence. Okay, usually you tax on something. Now, let me finish, seriously. When you get taxed on something, it's usually something that you've created, and that tax is levied after the fact. Now, the only thing you have to do to be liable for this tax is to be born.
It's actually the only thing you do to be liable is if you're working, right? Because they can only enforce this on people that are working within the corporate structure.
So. I mean, you had better know, because if you need medical care and you can't pay for it, you're going to either be on some kind of government plan.
Sounds like a wonderful free market opportunity, actually.
What do you mean by that?
I think that we're going to see, alternative health care, rise, because a lot of those acupuncturists and things like that don't get paid through a lot of insurance anyway, and so they're a cash business. Pardon me?
How many times, if it's an approved version, how many times in the bill does it say, as determined by a commissioner? Why? There's still a lot of ambiguity, but here's the point.
Hold that thought, Dave. We can bring you back if you want to make that point in moments. 855-450-FREE. More with Dave, and your thoughts as well are welcome if you make the call. 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. We're here to take your calls about anything, whether it's your thoughts on the future of healthcare in America or whatever is on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We can talk about health care or whatever might have to be on your mind. Still to come here, we've got the story about the lady who was arrested for holding up a sign letting motorists know a speed trap was ahead. 1-855-450-FREE. By the way, if you've got some paperwork you need to get taken care of a legal nature, Well, here's a word to the wise. You can go to LegalZoom.com. They got all kinds of different legal documents that can help you out. Patents, wills, trademarks, incorporation papers. You can use code FTL to save $10 off your order if you order over at LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com. As we go back to your calls and your thoughts, Dave is with us listening in Indy to WXNT. Dave, you were getting to a point about your thoughts on the healthcare situation. Go ahead with that, sir.
Oh, yeah, I think it's flat-out fascism. It's a driver for single-payer, which Obama himself has said he's a fan of. The only good thing in this whole situation is, as bad as that decision was, and I think it's Dred Scott, too, I don't know how it didn't violate the 13th Amendment for involuntary servitude, because, again, you haven't taxed something that somebody has made. You've taxed their very existence. To be liable for this tax,
it's always involuntary servitude, any form of tax.
Yeah, but the really sick part is, you know, there was nothing that was created, okay, by somebody that somebody else wanted to tax. This is like the Social Security system, which, you know, I want to opt out of as well. We're not a number. We're each individual. But yet,
so what are you going to do about it?
Good question.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Obamacare itself, the one good thing, is that it is front and center up for a vote come November. Now, I know you guys are pessimistic.
What do you mean up for a vote?
Because if we get, here you go, now, let me get through this before you interrupt me, but if we get Romney in the White House and we get enough Tea Party conservative or Tea Party conservative leaning Republicans in both houses, and we get both houses, we get rid of this thing 100%.
Well, I don't know who we is.
You're such a believer.
I don't know who we is. First of all, I want nothing to do with people who want to tell me how to live my life, and that's what those Republicans want.
Yeah,
that's what the Democrats want too. And you've got to be crazy if you think that electing Mitt Romney is going to end Obamacare. This dude created his own health insurance mandate.
Until he's a proven liar, take him at his word.
You are ridiculous.
How much more do you need?
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it, man. Ridiculous.
Until he's proven to be a liar.
Really? You don't think Mitt Romney is already a proven liar? I imagine our friends in Massachusetts could come up with a laundry list of lies told by that man.
Friends in Massachusetts? I'm just kidding.
We do have some friends, and there are some good people still down there in Massachusetts. But I'm sorry, it's not we. I mean, maybe you meant, Dave, maybe you meant you and your Republican buddies have this crazy belief that the man who instituted Romneycare in Massachusetts is somehow going to overturn Obamacare. I mean,
right.
It's one politician versus another politician. Take one out, substitute the other. They're all the same. Okay, so even if that's true, and it's not, because, again, he's doing... They did the same thing in Massachusetts as they've done, basically, on the nationwide level, and that was under Mitt Romney. So what? So he comes in, gets into office, and then changes the program to where it's more the way him and his buddies want it? It's not going to go away.
Just the idea that the GOP is for smaller government or anything like that, it's a big trick.
Just trust them, Allie. They mean it this time.
If you fall for them, you're going to get totally gypped. And
yeah,
you're
a dupe.
You're going to go along with it, and you're going to end up making government bigger. If you go along with the GOP or the Democrats, you're going to end up making government bigger.
You must not have been paying attention. Dave didn't sound like a young man. He sounded like he was maybe in his late 30s or 40s or mm-hmm. something like that. I could understand if you were maybe 18 and you'd never been experienced an election before, and this was your first election, and you'd never paid any attention to politicians or, you know, the
political scene. Heard Bill Clinton ask, what is?
Yeah, what does this mean?
Yeah.
So maybe if you've been completely disconnected and you have no idea what politics is about, then you could believe what David's telling you. But if you've actually paid any attention, then you know that these people lie. That's what they do. They're professional liars. And, you know, if they actually had something valuable to bring to the marketplace, they'd be busy doing that rather than being politicians. So they're liars. They are not going to tell you the truth. And they're going to screw you over so they can benefit their friends. That's what they do with the power they have. They help their friends, and they punish their enemies. And if you elect Mitt Romney, it's only Mitt Romney's friends who are going to benefit. And let me tell you something, Dave. You're not his friend. He doesn't care about you.
But I campaigned for Romney, and I joined off.
He doesn't care. And I doubt very many people actually did campaigning without being paid for Mitt Romney.
I was thinking that. No one's really door knocking for Romney that I know of.
Did you see in the debate the young man, I think he has MS, who was in the wheelchair, who asked Romney whether or not he would, you know, be interested in legalizing marijuana because it's medicine
recent?
For him?
This or was this 4 years ago?
No. This was just a couple, one of, like, the third to the last debate or something like that. Mm. And a video went around about it. It was pretty great. So this kid is asking, you know, what about me? I use, you know, cannabis as medicine. And he patted him, and he's just like, oh, yeah, thanks for coming.
I remember a video like that from back in 2007 or 8 during the most the previous campaign.
I'll pull it out.
Where it was somebody in New Hampshire, actually, who had asked him a very similar question. Another person in a wheelchair who was a medical marijuana or medical cannabis patient had asked Romney something very similar, and the response was basically to almost completely ignore the man.
Yeah. So, obviously, he's not interested in that man's well-being or welfare.
He can't benefit politically from that.
Do you think
that
you can reach out to politicians like that? Like, do you think that it's even worth trying? Or is the purpose...
To reach out for what purpose?
Like, to reach out to them to try to sway their conscience. Like, as if Romney's going to be like, you're right. I feel bad about my anti... my pro-drug war stance. And you're right. We should just do away with all of that. Yeah. Like, you know...
No. Because if they changed their philosophical, you know, construct... then they would cease to be politicians.
But do they even have a philosophical construct? Like, is there anything philosophically consistent at all about what they do?
No. No, in fact, you can find that out by asking them to summarize their beliefs in one sentence. This is a great tactic that Mark Stevens uses.
I like that.
From Adventures in Legal Land, where he'll ask somebody who is one of these Democrats or Republicans, can you just go ahead and sum up your philosophy or your principles in one sentence? Because we can all do that.
Yeah.
I believe that, you know, you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else. Boom.
Right. Mine's no. As long as I can say no without fear of force, fraud, or coercion, then I'm free.
Yeah. So it's pretty simple. How would you sum up your philosophy in one sentence?
I'd have to think about it harder. I'm too on the spot.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
But I guess that is one factor there, is you are putting somebody on the spot. But usually they won't be able to. I mean, they don't have a philosophy. They
I
don't
guarantee
have a principle.
You she'll have it figured out by tomorrow. And if anyone ever asks her that question again, she'll have an answer for it, though, you know?
I could spit out something if I was, like, on a podium trying to be a politician. I could probably think of something to say. But, yeah, I mean... It's difficult because I always feel like I would leave something out or I would, but at the same time, yeah, it's pretty much like Ian said, just, you know, you don't hurt people and you don't defraud people. And as long as, you know, you make good on all your promises, then you're fine.
855-450-FREE. I mean, the philosophy or principle of a Republican or Democrat usually breaks down to, well, I do whatever it is Rush Limbaugh says or the president says or, you know, the party leader says. 1-855-453. You take control. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands. And cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Allie, and Michelle.
And website features include news updates. You can get signed up. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for emailed updates there, Twitter, Facebook as well. Whichever method works best for you, go to news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. Now, I've got something that is in the staff kitchen here at LRN.FM that I find a really handy appliance, and you probably will find it even more useful, because if you love internet radio, or you just love radio, period, the C-Crane CC Wi-Fi internet radio is the device for you. You can get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. That's not all, though. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes, all available through the CC Wi-Fi internet radio. You can listen to your favorite stations from maybe back where you used to live, if they stream online, or all the way across the world. You can do it all with the C-Crane CC Wi-Fi internet radio. Go get it at ccrane.com and learn about some of their other great products. These are excellent quality products. These guys don't cut corners. CCRANE.com. You can also mention Free Talk Live when you check out. Get yourself a free flashlight at ccrane.com. 855-450-FREE. Right back to you and your thoughts. Let's talk to Brian in Oklahoma City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Alley, and Michelle.
Yeah, I want to talk about drones and just wanted to be clear that I don't approve of the mass murder being done or the invasion of privacy or anything like that. But
okay,
I think drones are kind of cool, though. I mean, whatever application that you would use a helicopter for, you know, besides carrying people or materials, if it's surveillance or, you know, surveying or something, it's more efficient in fuel, and the costs of drones are going to come down. And
no doubt about it. I absolutely agree with you. I mean, this is technology that is very cool when it's not being used for killing people. I mean, if what we're talking about is, for instance, chasing down an actual bad guy who has actually harmed somebody else, it makes a hell of a lot more sense to put a drone up in the sky than an entire helicopter. You know, the helicopter is going to cost a bunch of money just to fill up with gasoline and to maintain and all that. The drone, on the other hand, not so much. So, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. A lot of technology that the government uses could be very cool when used by the marketplace, but it's just because when they're using it for the governmental purposes, it's scary. Like, for instance, the company that makes the Roomba, you familiar with them?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a company in Massachusetts that makes this little vacuum cleaner robot that's just so good, so adorable. It just bumps around your floors, and it kind of picks things up. And have you seen this before?
No, but it reminds me of something from the Jetsons.
It sounds exactly
cool.
Like
yay,
that.
I love that.
Yeah, so this is a product that has been around now for a few years, and there have been a couple different generations of them. And this company makes a vacuum cleaning robot, but they also have a contract with the military. So and on one hand, they have this really useful household device, and on the other hand, they have a killing machine. So, you know, it's great technology. It's just in the wrong hands.
I like it how in Hunger Games, I don't know if you saw that, but
I did.
Okay, so you know when she gets little things delivered, you know, to her with like the little drone things. They're like they look like little flying bugs or something,
yeah.
You know. So it's kind of like a drone or whatever. I would love to get a love note like that. I would love to be, you know, out in my garden.
Pigeon.
Yes,
right.
Exactly. And have something brought down and like, you know, oh, Michelle Seven's having a rough day. I'm going to send her a martini. If we could do something like that, it'd be fabulous.
That would be cool.
So, yeah, Brian, I'm with you as far as that goes.
You know, whatever, any country that has a nuke hasn't been invaded by the United States. I think with the dropping prices of drones, we may see a similar kind of chilling effect where if you're going to be some kind of warmongering, you know, assassin, that you may never be able to go outside again because everyone's going to have a drone and there'll be this new kind of accountability.
Not everybody wants a drone, so I doubt everyone will have a drone. But right now, you can go get a drone for a few hundred bucks. I mean, they are not very expensive at all. In fact, Bo, who's one of the local activists here in Keene area, had bought his own drone a few months back. So thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Brian. In fact, there was a drone flying around at Porkfest.
Yes.
During the group photo, I think it was Josh Noon from the Josh Noon Band. He had like a, you know, I don't know how much it cost. These little drones can't cost that much money, a few hundred bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And they come mounted already with cameras pre-installed on them. So they are ready to rock and roll right out of the box. I mean, it's a cool product.
Have you seen the picture of the guy who took his dead cat and mounted it?
Yes.
Hilarious.
Now, there's video of this, too.
Oh, no way. It's
oh, yeah.
So funny.
It is so funny. There's actually a really hilarious video. It's called Orville Copter because the cat's name was Orville.
Oh, funny.
So if you look for Orville Copter, you can find the videos of this. And one of them, they have Orville Copter in a field with cows around. It's just kind of fun. They're chasing the cows with the cat, the dead cat.
Oh.
Can you, like, call the fire department if it gets caught in a tree?
Let's go to David in Whitefish, Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Michelle.
Hey, yo, Viva hey. Cannabis, man.
Hey, David, hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
Them drones are just going to be finding my pot plants, man. That's all.
Yo, Rocky Balboa, I love him.
Them things are going to be a pain in the neck, man. They're going to have to make... But anyway, I call up for the health care thing.
Sure.
If they make us pay for it, I don't think they should make profit, just like car insurance. If they force us
Well, eventually they're not going to be able to. I mean, there's nothing wrong with...
That's like putting a gun to you and say, give me your money and we're going to make money off you, too.
Well, yeah, this is the healthcare companies teaming up with the government to guarantee themselves business. But it's still not right either way, whether they make profit or they don't make profit.
Well, if they're going to do it, they better not make profit because that's going to make it doubly wrong.
they wouldn't do it if there was no profit to be had from this decision. Like, someone's making money off of this whole thing. That's why they're doing it.
Well, even nonprofits make money. I mean, if you look at the way people get paid, some of these executives that are running nonprofits, they get paid very, very well. So even if it's a nonprofit, the people that are running it can still make buku bucks. So even that doesn't solve the problem. But there's nothing wrong inherently with making a profit. If you're providing something in an open marketplace...
I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with a profit. I think there's something wrong with making a profit when they're holding a gun on you.
I got you. I understand where you're coming from. And I think that eventually they're just not going to be able to make a profit because the government's going to mandate that they accept anyone that wants to apply for health insurance, that they take anybody with any pre-existing condition, and that they take them at a loss. So eventually they're going to hemorrhage so much cash that there's no way they'll be able to make a profit, and they're going to call it quits.
I think they're going after it the whole wrong way. Insurance is the problem. Why try to solve a problem with more of the same problem?
Well, that's typical of government.
Do you think insurance in and of itself, the concept of insurance, is a problem?
Right.
I love insurance, actually, personally.
Well, I mean, the idea of insurance is to...
If they're going to take our money from us, they should buy the hospitals and the doctors the tools they need, the machines they need. Medicine today depends upon the machines and the tools.
But it doesn't work any way you slice it, because the problem goes, you know, Dave, you're saying if they do this to us, the problem is that they're doing it in the first place, that they're taking money from you in the first place.
A better way.
You can't do central control a better way.
An MRI machine is privately owned by a private corporation, and they lease it to the hospital.
Dave, you're all over the place, though.
You pay $5,000 every time you go in one.
No, the reason why you pay $5,000 is because there's no open competition in the marketplace for health care, because the government has run them out of business.
And just pay the guy to operate it and the doctor to read the chart.
You don't. It doesn't work that way.
It will be way cheaper.
David, no, it doesn't, because all you have to do is look at Canada, where they have very few MRI machines in the entire country compared to what, per person or per sick person or per person in the healthcare system, there are far fewer than there are here in the U.S. And that's just simply because central control fails at allocating resources. So you can't do the things you're saying, because when you put bureaucrats in charge, when you give them power, they don't make the right decisions. They don't make the same decisions you and I would make. Thanks, David, for the call. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
GCN listeners are wise when it comes to preparation. They know the realities of unemployment, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, nuclear meltdowns, and the debt crisis. The very real threat of food price inflation and food shortages loom on the near horizon. If you want great value for your hard-earned storable food dollar, you want Legacy Premium from PrepareWise.com. At PrepareWise.com, we offer the best freeze-dried food storage products on the market. Get great taste, gluten-free, vegetarian-friendly breakfasts and entrees with a 25-year shelf life. Fast, free shipping, shipped within 3 business days, and our low price guarantee. Compare and see the difference at preparewise.com/GCN. Special discounts available for GCN listeners at preparewise.com/GCN, or call 888-545-6265. 1-888-545-6265. And say you heard it on GCN. Prepare now. Preparewise.com.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink?
We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can also help support this program by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that $3 in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks, too, by the way, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast forum, and more. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com. Your AMP dollars make a big difference for Free Talk Live. So let's continue on this discussion that Dave got started, because I think it's worth getting into a little bit deeper as to, let's look at his example of the MRI machine. It's frustrating to look at the cost of healthcare and think, well, there must be some way to use coercive force to solve this problem, because it seems like the costs are so crazy. I mean, as he was pointing out, $5,000, he said, for an MRI, that's insane. It shouldn't be that. It should be 50 or, 10 or something like that. Why is it so expensive? Well, as we touched on before, there are a lot of hoops that companies have to go through in order to be able to provide healthcare machines and services and products to the marketplace. And those hoops make it prohibitively expensive for anybody to just jump into the game and compete. You've got to jump through whatever FDA regulatory structure there is and however much money that costs to get something to the marketplace. And then there's who knows what other approvals that need to be given by state governments and other various different health bureaucracies around the country. So these increase the costs dramatically, because if it cuts people out of business, if businesses can't afford to play in that, the kind of the big kids pool with all the other businesses that have the billions of dollars at their disposal to go through all of these bureaucratic processes, that means that there aren't as many competitors in the marketplace, so therefore there aren't as many innovations, there aren't as many different companies competing for the same dollars, and so prices stay high.
Yeah.
There's just no reason for them to go down.
And he also made a point about saying that if they're going to do this Obamacare thing, then no one should be profiting from it. But
where's the incentive? I mean, profit is incentive.
Right. Profit should be incentive, and or you know, people are guided by profit and profit motive. And, you know, if you change their incentives, then the kind of things they might profit from may change. But the idea that government exists for some other purpose than to profit is a fallacy that I used to have, where I didn't think of government as some entity that exists to profit from others.
They were somehow different from a business, right? Because mm-hmm. they didn't care about profits.
Right. Like, I assumed that since they have this all this power, that they were somehow exempt from those incentives. But they're mm-hmm. not. They have just as much incentive to profit from people, but they can just coerce people into it. So,
well, right. They don't really essentially have any overhead, unlike a business, which actually has to meet their costs in order to stay in business. The government, if they exceed their costs, can just take more money. They can just increase the arbitrarily increase the amount of money coming in. Or, in the case of the federal government, just print out some more. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's different. It's a completely different situation than what business has to deal with, because if I don't know. You
but it's still
really
people.
Use,
it's still right. It's still like the same species behind
True.
All of it. So we all are guided by similar things. And to think that this business owner, you know, wants to make money, but this politician
doesn't.
That's silly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that there's a picture on Facebook of a van, a white van with a black and red lettering on it. And the question is being posed, if Obamacare is so great, then why is Michelle Obama, President Obama, and Congress all exempt?
Well, they have a really sweet health care program.
Yeah.
I heard that Obama smokes cigarettes, which just adds a whole ironic level to it. Because, I mean, if you're going to be for universalized health care, you better have your health in check. You better not be smoking cigarettes and stuff.
If you're going to tell me how I should live
exactly.
my life.
If they're going to tell Ian how he should live his life, you better not be smoking cigarettes.
The other point that I think deserved a little bit more, because we talked about why MRIs are so expensive, is because of regulations and controls by the government restricting the healthcare marketplace. Because if you look at computer parts, for instance, they're not expensive. Look at the kind of computer. You can walk into Walmart today. It's amazing. And you can buy a laptop, which would be completely sufficient for surfing the internet, maybe even playing some basic games, word processing, doing pretty much everything you need to do with a computer except high-end gaming. You can get a, you know, low-level kind of laptop for $250, $300.
Which, you know, people talk about how expensive cell phones are and everything. It's a frigging computer
it
that
is.
You can hold in your hand. Back when I was a little girl, a computer that did not run this fast and have these
no
kind of
way.
Operating systems was tens of thousands of dollars yeah. and took up this entire room.
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing.
So why couldn't it be that way with an MRI? Why does an MRI machine have to be this humongous appliance? I mean, these things are tremendously large, just like computers used to
right.
be, right? So why do these hospital products have to be so bulky, so large? They don't have competition.
Mm-hmm.
There's not an active marketplace. There's not a free marketplace in healthcare. So, of course, mm-hmm. it's expensive. Of course it's bulky. Of course they break down. I mean, there's just nothing out there to compete. And so if you were to change that situation, you would see prices go down. But the problem is that people see what exists, because it's easy to see that,
mm-hmm.
but they can't envision what could be. And
but
it's
there
hard.
Are visionaries that can, and
yes.
if they're left alone to do what they do, Richard Branson, he's going to put someone up in space before, you know, the United States government does, and is going to do it for much cheaper. You know,
well, you might even make a profit on it at some point.
Yeah, I'm
certainly.
Certain he will.
I mean, NASA has already put people in space, Michelle.
No,
so.
No, but I'm saying for recreation kind of thing. You know, like a
trip. Commercial purposes,
yeah,
the beyond just payloading satellites
yeah.
to space.
Yeah.
yeah. So, like Space Hotel, for
exactly.
instance.
Exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's because the government finally loosened up on restrictions regarding space travel. And, you know, by the way, the government used to do its own satellite launching, but they sucked so bad at it that they decided to bring private industry in to subcontract that out. So, I mean, everybody knows government's terrible at what they do. Why would you think they would be able to handle healthcare better? What makes you think, Dave, that you can just... We can just buy an MRI machine and let everybody use it for free. How does that work? I mean, have you ever tried communal property before? Have you ever tried to own something communally with multiple people? How does it end up working out? It's terrible.
Yeah, one person ends up with all the responsibility of
cleaning and maintaining.
Yeah. Could be like a family or something. A lot of families are kind of communistic in a way.
Yeah, I agree. Sure. I mean, Omar made that that point back away, you know, some time ago.
On a small scale,
there's a collectivism
okay.
there, you know, like.
Is that true, though, or is that just the, you know, kind of an illusion in that, for instance, your kids to some extent are being taken care of by you, so you're responsible for them, and mm-hmm. so you assign them tasks so you can kind of, you know, they can contribute to the household.
Sure.
But ultimately, you're responsible for those tasks, right? You're just.
Yes.
You hopefully have a good family life and good interactions
yeah.
with your kids so you can get them to do those things for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it was funny. Allie asked me the other night, because Allie's staying with me mm-hmm. right now, and she asked me.
Slumber party.
Yay. And Derek J, too. So, yeah, we've been
total
having a laugh.
Party. Yeah.
Totally. You asked me something about how do I get my sons to help without coercing it.
My question was, because Michelle's sons are very polite and very helpful, and I just know a lot of punk kids who would never be as good to their parents, and I just wonder, or their moms, and I was just wondering, you know, how did you get them to show respect without coercing them? Because that's what a lot of parents use, is mm-hmm. coercion to get their parents to demand respect.
You'll do it because I said so, and I'm your father.
Right. That was one thing that I committed. Oh, scary. Committed
Sorry.
To while I was pregnant with my first one that I would never say because I said so.
That's very good.
I just made a commitment to myself, and I actually have said it one time, and I said it a year ago. And I looked at Facebook. I said, I've never said this to you before, but just shut up. It's just because I said so. Yes, I'm not going to deal with you right now. And it was so, you know, shocking to my family.
Yeah.
And kind of it brought home the fact that he had worn me out to the point where
yeah.
I just wanted to,
you lost.
You know, bury him in yeah. the backyard.
He beat you.
But yeah, he did. Totally. And so it's the option of coercion, you know, was there for me more when they were little.
Smaller and weaker.
I was physically, you know, bigger than them and what have you. And I just chose to, you know, raise them respecting myself and respecting them. And it's a lot of work. It would, you know, it certainly would have been easier in so many ways to plop them down in front of a TV and hand them a, you know, a snack pack or whatever.
Do you think that showing them respect is what makes them respect you so much?
I also demanded respect for myself. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't going to be pulled on and talked to rudely and things like that. But I ignored that, the bad behavior, and then I, you know, acknowledged the good behavior.
That's good.
Plenty more to come here. Hour number three is on the way. Time for your thoughts. If you make the call, you can dial in about anything you want, whether it's healthcare or whatever's on your mind. There's also a story about a lady who gave up information about a speed trap to fellow travelers and was arrested for her efforts. We can give you those details in moments. 855-450-FREE.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C Crane Company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.